Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Hey, if you missed it, that O'Reilly interview was particularly his one-time meeting Kanye West, sort of. It'll be up on podcast a little bit later. Laura Ingraham at 11 o'clock today. But wanted to talk about a local issue. You know my antagonism toward Larry Krasner. Whether you live in Philadelphia or not, this affects you if you're anywhere in the region. That's the DA in Philadelphia, the guy that is on a national radar screen because George Soros helped to put him there by dumping $1 million, according to news reports, into his campaign. And he did that so that he would ignore some criminal activity that Soros can't get eradicated through legislative process. But also, I believe, because he would be hell-bent on the other side to go after police officers. So yesterday was the first shot in the murder charges against former Philadelphia police officer Ryan Pownall. This was an off-duty shooting of a guy named David Jones. He was charged with first-degree murder. You got to go back a long time where any on-duty Philadelphia cop was charged with that. John McNesby, president of the FOP locally, has called that an absurd disgrace, that sort of charging. Something happened in court yesterday, and now you're seeing in Philadelphia it ratchet up even more. And it's not just about this case. It's about the whole atmosphere, as predicted, is starting to unravel here toward police. Joining us to talk about this and related stuff is the VP of FOP Lodge 5, John McGrody, joins us again on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, welcome in.
Good morning, Dom. How are you?
Well, very, very well. John, this would probably be the first major one, right, where we're seeing how the DA who ran on stuff like this will play this out.
Yes, it is the first one. And a minor correction, I believe you said it was an off-duty shooting. It was an on-duty shooting where our member, okay, Ryan, was in full uniform conducting a ped stop of a of an armed felon.
Yeah, I thought I said the first on-duty cop since it goes back quite a way, charged with first-degree murder, right?
It goes back about 20 years. Mm-hmm. And what we're focused on here is we're focused on the case at hand. We're focused Ryan couldn't have two better attorneys with Fred Perry and Brad McMonagle, the best criminal attorneys in the city. He's got both of them working on his case. We're focused on this. The DA seems to be focused on a bigger issue about police abuse. Ryan was completely justified in what he did that night. He stopped an armed and dangerous felon. And, you know, we're gratified that Ryan went home alive that night. It could have ended tragically for him. He was perfectly within his rights under state law in the crimes code to do what he did. Police are empowered to take a life when they encounter an armed and dangerous felon. So the DA's office is making this about some bigger issue. We're focused on the case at hand, and we are confident that with our superb attorneys that we're going to prevail, and Ryan's going to be found not guilty of all charges.
Now, John, the thing that happened yesterday that was interesting, I'm not sure how often this happens, but the judge without comment, Robert P. Coleman, without explanation, dropped it from the first angle here, too, aside from what you've just said about him, the ability of the officer to do this, to be charged with first-degree murder in this. Without anything, the judge yesterday dropped it to third-degree murder. Does that happen often?
Well, it should have happened in this case. He should have never been charged with first-degree murder. And the judge's reasoning, I was in court yesterday. I was in court at the previous hearing. The reasoning was the grand jury presentment and the actual indictment didn't contain first-degree murder.
Right.
They never asked for a first-degree murder charge. The DA didn't ask for it. The grand jury didn't give it. And Krasner's office decided to charge it anyway. So we're grateful that the judge saw through that that the DA's office didn't even charge first degree murder, and lessened it to third degree murder. We don't believe it's a third degree murder case. We don't believe any charges were warranted at all. But we're confident that we're going to prevail, and we're confident that Ryan Pinnell is being released on bail today. He will be home with his family soon, and we're confident that through when this is all said and done, that he will be home with his family forever. And at that point, we're going to endeavor to do everything we can to get him back in uniform where he belongs as a Philadelphia police officer.
Yeah, I realize even he was bounced, I think, from a job because of this and all the pressure with the parking authority or something. And John, here's the thing. When you have this kind of overcharging, clearly overcharging, first-degree murder, then the supporters and the media start to whip this up that somebody here, the police usually, are on the inside and you can't get justice when a cop's involved. When the judge just clearly saw it, this is not a first-degree murder case. It may or may not be a third-degree case, but you can't be charging people with first-degree murder in something like this.
No, you can't, especially when the grand jury didn't issue that. And the other thing is, the Philadelphia criminal justice community is a kind of a small community. We don't get along with everybody. There's some antagonism with different defense attorneys and all. I have not spoken to any individual who believes that this should be charged for first-degree murder from the get-go. It was a travesty of justice from the get-go. And speaking about Ryan Pinnell being bounced from a job, since he was terminated from the police department last year, he's had about four different jobs. He's had more jobs in the last year than some of these people who are calling for him to be imprisoned have had in their entire lives. You know what I mean?
So yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, John, well, thanks for the update on that be continued. When's the trial that we don't know?
We don't know. That should be set soon, but we're just glad that Ryan will be home with his family. He's got to have an ankle bracelet on, but at least he'll be home with his wife and children, and that's where he should have been. He never should have been charged with first-degree murder and should have never been held without bail.
Thank you, John. Thank you very much.
Dom. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.